Back this morning on Rochester Speaks, I am John Gehring. Thank you for joining us today. A very heavy topic to discuss, but luckily there is an organization here in our community that is doing a lot of great things when it comes to helping those who are struggling with addiction. And we all know someone who has gone through addiction or is maybe even currently going through the struggles of addiction. And today I'm joined by James West, the director of Adult and Teen Challenge here in Rochester. James, you have your own personal story with addiction. I'm curious how that led you here to Adult and Teen Challenge.
Yes, thank you, John, and thank you for having me on this radio segment. For 24 years, I was addicted to drugs, life-controlling issues, depression, 15 rehab centers, psych centers, and detoxes. And I found myself at wit's end. I didn't know what to do. I did all the programs that were offered to me. I was told that once an addict, always an addict. I was told that alcoholism and addiction is a disease. And there was something inside of me that fought. And I just wasn't able to get out. And I found myself very depressed, even suicidal, and I didn't know what to do. And so I looked up the word miracle in the dictionary, in Webster's dictionary. And when I looked up the word miracle, it said this: miracle, an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. Now I said, that is exactly what I need. And I began to cry out to a God that I didn't know. I believed that there was a God, but I didn't know that I could personally know this God. And so what I did was I cried out to God with all my heart from the depths of my soul and said, God, I need a miracle. I'm suicidal. I don't know if I'm going to live another day, and I just need your help, God. And I cried out, and shortly after that, there was someone that came and witnessed to me and told me that there was a person named Jesus Christ, who was the creator of the universe, and that all things were made for him, through him, and by him, and that if I called on the name of the Lord, I can be saved. And I had no idea what he meant by that, but I knew I needed to be saved. And so wholeheartedly, I called on the name of Jesus, and he and I talked about it. We looked into the Bible to give the specific truth of the instructions and to cancel out those lies that told me that alcoholism was a disease and that it was incurable. And then I, in 2009, went through the doors of Long Island Teen Challenge. And from there, it's been 15 years now. So God saved me and developed me and taught me and trained me through the ministry of Adult and Teen Challenge. And once again, here I am 15 years later. I am now married 5 years. I have a beautiful wife. We have three babies, a four-year-old, a three-year-old, and a two-year-old. And, you know, I really do have a new life. I haven't been addicted or needed a drink or a drug or a cigarette in 15 years. You know, God has just done an amazing work in my life. And so this program, Adult and Teen Challenge, is a life-transforming program that can transform anyone, anywhere. And so I am very passionate about that because of what God's done in my life.
24 years of addiction and struggle that you endured, and you were, it sounds like you were at your wit's end.
Yes.
You were coming down to the end and talking about being suicidal and how low of a place that is. How much does that drive you, your personal experience now, to help others with Adult and Teen Challenge?
The very pain, the very guilt and shame, the very hopelessness that I felt has been turned totally inside out, and it now has become the driving force of everything that I do, not just in Teen Challenge, but in my life. When I go out into the marketplace, when I'm with my family, when I'm with people that I meet, my whole life has changed because of this. And listen, all I was looking for was to stop using drugs, and I didn't want to die. And I wanted to stop hurting my family, my friends, and everybody around me, and losing jobs and destruction. And so God turned it around. And not only that, he used all of the experience that I have encountered over the past 25 years in addiction, and he turned it around so that I could use that as an opportunity to help somebody else who's struggling the same way that I once was.
You referenced at the beginning being told once an addict, always an addict, and having that somewhat hopeless mindset and being fed that by our world and our culture, who often likes to put labels on people, right? And oftentimes we see addicts and we don't think there's hope for them, or we make a snap judgment about their character. Clearly, you're a man of very high character and you struggled with addiction for 24 years.
Yes.
Could you talk about someone who's maybe in that situation right now, who really could be a person of good character, could be a person who doesn't want to hurt themselves, their family, their friends, but is just stuck in that rut right now? What would you say to them to encourage them that this does not make them an addict forever, or it is not a label that we should be putting on them?
Well, I would say it this way, John, and thank you. Each and every person born into this world has a plan and a purpose that God has ordained for them to have. And no matter who a person is, drug addict, alcoholic, life-controlling issues, depression, everyone has issues and problems. But God is the answer to every single problem that we have.
And if you are struggling or you know someone who's struggling, I know there's an admissions hotline that's available. There's also more information available, by the way, because we are talking with James West, the director of Adult and Teen Challenge here in Rochester. RochesterATC.org is where you want to go for more information about this. Now, tell us a little bit about what you do at Adult and Teen Challenge on a day-to-day basis and how you help those, how you bring those in who are struggling with addiction, what you do for them.
Sure. Actually, our program is pretty structured, but it's an awesome program that provides housing for a year for individuals that are seeking to transform and change their lives. And they come into the program seemingly hopeless, but we give them hope through everything that I've just discussed with you. But we provide 3 hot meals a day. We have very nice housing in our program. We take them through academic curriculums, which is biblical-centered academics, to help them understand about God, about who they are, and about the Bible, and how they can learn to read the Bible. We have chapel services where we have speakers that come in from the community that have been through a lifestyle maybe like theirs or maybe not like theirs, and that share their testimonies and share the Bible and a word that would help give them hope. So we have that. We go to church services every Sunday, and we also have a lot of activities. We do a lot of outreaches. We go out into the community. We have a lot of events that we do. And so I like to say it like this, John. We're a little bit like a boot camp because there's a lot of structure, and it's very important for someone coming out of addiction to replace that with structure in their life. So a little bit like a boot camp. We're a little bit like a Bible college. So you're learning a lot about the Bible. You're learning about who God says you are and who most importantly, who God is. And then we're a little bit like a family because we all are together and helping each other and working together. And we have Christian counseling, a strong tower counseling group. And they get Christian counseling. They get mentorship by people that have gone through the program and that have graduated the program and that have maturity in their lives. And then we have all our community advocates that help us and that come in and talk to the students and let them know that there is support outside of Adult and Teen Challenge in the community.
So downstate in Long Island, you stepped into that Adult and Teen Challenge and you talked about the structure, the importance of that in overcoming the addiction. Why is that so important? And what do you mean by structure when it comes to what you do with Adult and Teen Challenge?
So for the most part, a person that has been addicted to drugs, alcohol, life-controlling issues, even depression, there's a very big component, and we see a lot of isolation. We see a lot of lack of responsibility. And so because of the structure of the program, we have a very structured schedule, which helps the person that's in the program just follow the schedule of the day. And they don't have to make any big decisions. They just have to follow the schedule, and they grow in the community through the structure. It helps form, responsibility. It helps form accountability in their lives by having other brothers in the program that are helping them along the way that may have been in the program a couple of months ahead of them and that have shown that this really is working in their lives. And together, they grow through that process. And the structure is very important.
So if someone is struggling or you know someone who's struggling, what is the best way to get in touch with your organization and sign up, be a part of that 1 year boot camp, family, and
yes.
Bible college, as you described, and transform their lives forever.
We have a hotline, 585-301-2536. That's our admissions hotline, 24/7, 365. If someone calls and the phone is not answered, that may be because he's on another call, or it could be in the middle of the night, but that's okay. The admissions hotline, we'll get back to them. That is Chris Harrison. He's our admissions coordinator, and he is from the Rochester area, and he also is a graduate of Rochester Teen Challenge from 20-something years ago.
Wow. 301-2536. That's a 585 number, 301-2536. Now, if maybe we know someone who's been through addiction, or maybe we ourselves have been through addiction in the past, but we've overcome it, or we're just a community member who wants to care about what's going on and how much some people are struggling, I know we can visit rochesteratc.org. What is the biggest need right now for Adult and Teen Challenge when it comes to volunteers, funding, and what you need to continue serving in the way that you do?
So thank you, John. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The students or the residents that come into our program, most of them are unable to afford any support to get them in the program. We seek funding through churches, through community events, through radio programs just like this, where I can appeal to the community and to the listeners to help us by supporting Adult mm-hmm. and Teen Challenge program. And so rochesteratc.org is the local way to get on the website, and you can support us through that. There's also the New York Adult and Teen Challenge.org, because we have centers in Buffalo, we have center in Syracuse, of course in Rochester, and then in Long Island. And NYATC.org is where any one of our listeners can find information statewide. I just want to share this statistic with you because it's pretty powerful. According to the New York State Health Department, dated September 25th, 2023, there were 3,026 overdose deaths in New York State in 2022. This is an increase of 12% from 2021 and the highest number of deaths since the reporting began in the year 2000. This year in Monroe County, we have seen over 2,000 documented overdoses, with 204 of them being fatal. This is three times more than what we have seen last year at this time. And so if there's anyone out there listening and knows somebody that's in the battle of and the grip of this addiction, our website, our phone number, call us. We can direct you to help you. But we also are appealing to the community for help. And so we have a few different events that we're doing that I would just like to talk about. We have our No More Red Dots campaign. The reason why they're called No More Red Dots is because those statistics that I just told you, those 3,026 overdose deaths, are red dots on a map from Monroe County. There are also blue dots. If you look at the Opioid Task Force website, you will see red dots and blue dots covering the whole county of Monroe. And the red dots were overdose deaths, as I said. The blue dots are overdoses, but non-fatal. And so our goal is one dot at a time to rescue those lives. And so we have a No More Red Dots campaign. We would like to appeal to the community to be willing to support us $60 a month towards the No More Red Dots campaign, which they can find on the Rochester ATC website. We also have a dollar a day. It's an easy on-ramp. It's sponsor a resident, a student that's in the program, for $1 a day, less than a cup of coffee a day. Anyone out there can support us by going on our website and calling that phone number and saying, hey, I would like to sponsor a student for $1 a day. And we could sign you up for $1 a day and become a catalyst to a changed life and help save someone's life. We also have a 5K event coming up at Roberts Wesleyan University. So on Saturday, June 8th, we are hosting a New York Adult and Teen Challenge second annual 5K Walk Run for Recovery. And so what that is it's a community event where the whole community comes and joins us, and people register to run and walk for recovery for their loved ones, for students that are in the program, for families, members that may have lost a loved one. And we gather together and we walk in this amazing walk and run for this amazing event that can also support the Adult and Teen Challenge program statewide. Once again, on our website, we have our flyer for this event. We also have a kids fun run this year. It's our second annual event, and we're going to continue to do this every year. But this year, we're believing for double the outcome. We're believing for double the registrants. We're believing that as this event happens on Saturday, June 8th at Roberts Wesleyan University, that there's going to be people that come that want to just know about New York Adult and Teen Challenge and how we can help their family and their loved ones.
Again, all that information is up at rochesteratc.org. James West, would love to have you back sometime as we get closer to those events and discuss more about what we can expect. Again, rochesteratc.org to learn more about the Adult and Teen Challenge right here in Rochester. A lot of really, really powerful things going on. Thank you, James, for joining me this morning.
Thank you, John.